Okay, Rabbi Zain, I'm sorry I'm late. Let's see here. Where are we on? We're at where? Unbeis Amud Aleph at the top. Rav Amar. Okay, this is going to be a lot of the stuff is going to sound a little strange here. And you'll see soon why. Let's start with the first words. We're talking about Musaf, right? And Rav says, Tzarech Lechadesh Badavar. What does that mean? So the Marafolda, to see the shortest comment here, he says, Mashra Mikan, Shal Yadakam Hispal Yudchas Shlemos, but Musaf Shal Chol. We're talking about weekday musaf, such as, you know, Chalamayid or Shkaidr, that sort of thing in the middle of the week. And the Mashmos of the Gemara is that they would actually say 18 brachos from musaf. Okay? 18 brachos. So, therefore, he's trying, according to Rav, you'd have to be Mechadish something. In other words, there has to be something. Let's take a look at the Charedim, the way he says it. Mechadish Badavar, what does it mean to be Mechadish something? That's not enough. You have to say something more. So the Charedim is learning that you have to actually say the psukim of the Kavanis in the Shmona Esrei, as we usually do on Shabbos. The Alpha Vishal Yasu, Kopa Dirkon Shomosaf, and when Sus and Dai, even though you don't say every single one, it's enough. So what he's saying, you know, he says the word Tzarech Lechadesh Badavar, it's cryptic. What he really means to say is, according to the Charedim's Mahalat, is that within the Musaf, you have to mention the actual Psukim. And Shmuel Amar Ein Tzarech Lechadesh Badavar, meaning that all you'd have to say is, let's just use the minimum Haskara that the Charedim had, which was all you'd have to write, say is, Shom Nasa Kabanos Kabosainu. To meet him, consider himself in Kolhasim, even though you didn't mention any psuk. All right. Rabbi Zeira Boy Kumi Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Zeira asked the question to Rabbi Yaisi. Mal Lachanish Badawa, what's the rule? So, are you Yotzer or not? I'm Malay. I feel I'm a Manasla Fanas Kolhasino to meet the Yom, Lukari Musaf Yotzer. Even if you just said this, you're Yotzer. According to the way they're saying it over here, there are folder who's learning it, that we're talking about a person saying 18 brachos. Wow, this is the first. We've run out of chairs. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Okay, according to the Mara folder, he says Nasla Fanecha, Hayachid Oim Rabirit say. So the Yachid will say the Karbanos or the whatever Nusach it is that you're saying in the Bracha of Ritzay. So I guess it's no Ritzay Hashem, okay, well, okay, so this is awesome. And in the Tilas Musaf, and whatever Nusach you'd say to then the Shatz Oim Rabracha of Yisqaitim Atachonin, the Shatz would actually add a new Bracha. That's very interesting. So he's going to add a new bracha. It'll be like a tiny sibra, you know. The sibra adds the bracha by Neinu. So here he's going to add a new bracha of referencing the kavanas before Atachonin. This is really weird. I mean, I can't get my hands around it anyway. Reb Shila b'shem Rav. By the way, is there a Gemara brachas over there? Do you see a Gemara brachas? Bavli brachas. Yeah, sorry. The little one will be fine. Yeah.
So he's supposed to say the regular
Shmona Esrei? Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like he's supposed to say the Shmona Esrei. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Okay, I'm sorry to bother you. Reb Shila B'Shem Rav. Yes. Well, it's related in a certain way. Rav Shila b'shem Rav, Nispalel, Umatsa Asura b'nei Onim Nispalin, mispaleli mohen. If someone comes in, someone daven mispalel, he daven shachris, and then he comes to shul, and he finds 10 people davening musaf. No. I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up. This first case. Sorry. Let me start again. Erase what you just tried. Back. Erase. This first case is First case is you daven be a fidus at home, then you come to shul and you find 10 people davening the same tefillah. So it says mispalel imahem. Here you have magic words here from the Haredim. Mispalel imahem, the tefillas yochad legabe tefillas rabim kemi shelo hispalel dam. Thank you. That if someone davens be a fidus, klape davening betzibur, it's as if he didn't daven. So therefore, even though you daven biyachidus at home, right? When you come to shul and you find the tzibur davening, you'll daven again because it doesn't count. Unbelievable. But like kaimalon hafi b'bavli, of course, we don't pass in that way. Obviously, but anyway, we don't pass that. But it just the whole concept that is kedai just to read. That it's as if you didn't daven at all. It's really amazing. Reb Ze'er of Rav. No, because a person's feel is not nishmas, el betzibur. So what he can do about it, but now that he comes, he finds the tzibur, he has to daven with the tzibur. Reb Ze'er of Rav Nachman by Yaakov Havayasin. So let me read it inside the English over here, so I don't make a mistake over here. Habiyasin min de mitzalom. They were sitting around after they had already davit. Asos tzulusa. So then the tzibur started davening. Kamer of Nachman by Yaakov mitzalom. So Rav Nachman got up to daven again. Or the Rav Zeus, we ever sent from Nachman, look, from Matzalina, we already davened already. What are you davening again for? A malay. Mitzalim, I know, because of mitzalim, you're right, I davened, but I'm going to daven again. The Marib Shilu B'Shem Rav, Nispal Matzasar B'nei Yadam Nispal, and Nispal and Mar, because like you just said, this is the Derech of the Yerushalmi, to always quote a din, and then follow it with a Maisa.
The Maisa was there, Davin.
The Maisa, what?
Yeah, was there, and Davin B'Yakidus.
That's correct. They had Davin B'Yakidus, not necessarily anticipating there would be a Tzibur that day, and then lo and behold, to their surprise, there was a Tzibur. Yeah.
This is all besides
Musa. Yeah, this mamash nothing to do with Musa. This is just they daven chakras and then Beitidus, and then he came to Shul, found them daven chakras with the tzibur, daven again. Correct. Now it gets a little more complicated. Rab Acha, Rab Yonah, B'Shem Rab Zeira, Nespal Shal Chakras, Uvon Mitzah on Shal Musa. Here you daven chakras. Now you come and you find the tzibur davening Musa. So, that's a no-brainer, right? You haven't davened musaf. That's pasha, right? We're going to see in a second what the finish of this is. It's not so pasha. We're going to see in a second.
All of this is all tefillas nedava, and I mean, what kind of
mitzvah? Nothing nedava. No one said anything about nedava so far.
So what exactly is this mitzvah that they're davening multiple times? What exactly are they doing?
It didn't count. The tefillas so far, the tefillas yochid, is like the Haredim said, it's like Legavi Tzibur, Filas Yochid is like you didn't daven. There's no need for Nadavi here whatsoever.
Even if you daven at the same time as the Yochid is davening at the same time as the Tzibur is?
No, you made up a whole new case here. We didn't mention anything like case like
I'm
that.
I'm asking. I said a
Hechitimsa, where you're davening Bechidus at home at the same time that the Tzibur is davening in Shul.
In this context, that's correct.
In this context, would that you want to know? Would that count in the Yerushalmi's mind?
That's correct.
If you would subsequently go to shul and find another tzibur,
that's correct.
That's what you're asking.
Yes,
you think I'm a novi? I don't have the answer to that question. My gut feel is no. You have to daven again. Yeah, it's a mila to daven b'shoshat tzibur b'smalim. But it does not have the kayaf of a tzil b'tzibur. Okay. So first case was he daven chakras, comes to shul, he finds some davening musaf, he davens with them. Next case, lo nispal shel chakras. What? No. First case, nispal shel chakras, he daven chakras, and then he comes to shul, he davens musaf with them. It sounds so simple that it's hard to believe that it's in there, but you'll see in a second. Lonis Paul. Now we're going to get to the case you just said. Lonis Paul Shachris. You didn't daven Shachris yet, and now you come to Shul and you find them davening Mosaf, responding to Mosaf. Then it gives a breakdown. Obviously, it's going to take you a little bit longer to daven Shachris than it takes to daven Mosaf. That's Mosaf just, well, if it depends whether you hold that they daven 18 brachas and then it's kind of a line. If it's 7 brachas, no. Well, let's see what it says. So it says, "Yodehu shumas maskel b'gaim rachli yaskel shliach tzibur kidei lanos achrov amen." If you know you can begin before the shliach tzibur begins to say, you can say amen after him. So then, mispal you can daven shachris. Imlav, but if you don't think you can have enough time, la yispal you shouldn't daven. Now this is we're saying more now that we sounds very familiar. We had it already. Based on my number, which amen are we talking about? One says the amen is kalakarish. One says shemayat fila. V'lo pligon. The Gemara says amar because they don't argue. Man the amar amen shul kalakarish. The one who says kalakarish, she's talking about Shabbos. And on Shabbos, presumably there wouldn't be a shemayat fila because they don't daven. I mean, everybody agrees. Even the Yerushalmi agrees. There's no 18 brachas on Shabbos. When we said there was 18 brachas, we meant Musaf during a weekday. But on Shabbos, of course not. Well, on Monday, I'm Ami Shal Shemayat Fila, but the one who says wait for Ami Shal Shemayat Fila, that's talking about Bechol on a weekday. Now, again, remember what we just said. We said he came to Shul and he found them davening Musaf. If he has enough time to finish before they fit, the Chazan gets to the Amen, talking about Musaf. The Chazan's reviewing and saying Musaf. So it says, if you can finish your tefillah before he gets to the Amen of Shomea Tefillah, very clearly, they're davening 18 brachas of Shemona Esrei during the week for Musaf, because you're waiting for Shomea Tefillah. That's the weekday davening, right? So it's that Amen, for some reason, has tremendous significance. Kelakonosh and the Amen of Shomea Tefillah. As we know, halachically, that, you know, when you're Bein HaProkim and Pia Shema, you only say Amen, or you will only say Amen, those two Amens. The rest of the Amens you won't say.
Because he's getting some sense. What happens here is, you see this, there's not enough time for that Shachos. He's supposed to answer Amen. That means because he's now with Shachos, which he already missed, he's missing. And now he's going to miss Musaf too, because if he just tries to catch a Shachos, he's going to miss this Musaf.
So let's set out some Hanukkahs over here. One of the Hanukkahs is if someone davens Shachris at the same time that the Tzibur is davening Musaf and they're davening together, that is not Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's a Mefurash Magen Avraham, Siman Tzadik, Ayin Shalom. So I looked it up just now, and now I know where it says it. It's a Mefurash Magen Avraham. So you can't be Mekayim Tefillah B'Tzibur no matter what you do over here. But this is what Rabbi Yisrael Chanan says in his Tshuva. I just saw it just now. It's in Ein Yitzchak Siman Chav. So he says that he makes the following deal. It's a great deal. Notice that the Gemara said that if he davens Shachris and comes and finds him davening Musaf, that he should pray with them. It does not say this distinction, but only if he can say Amen of Hakela Kodesh or Shema Tefillah. In that case, the Yerushalmi was across the board saying you had to daven with them. Now, why is that? Okay, you got that? I'm going to say it one more time. When it came to the case of where he didn't daven Shachris yet, and he comes and he finds him davening Musaf there, the Yerushalmi goes into a whole thing about, well, let's figure out whether you can be done with your Shmona Esrei before they get to certain remains. That's where you're davening Shachris and they're davening Musaf. But but they're davening a different tefillah. They're davening Musaf and you're davening Shachris. There's going to be a difference in the Nusach somewhere, somehow or other, right? They're going to add that either the Shliach Tzibur is going to add before Atachoni, he's going to add the Bracha Revias, or they're going to be saying a special Nusach in Ritzeh. But you're right. Overall, they're saying the same words. Apparently, it's Pashat that, since they're bringing a different carbon, you're bringing a carbon Tom Shor Shachar, they're bringing carbon Musaf, theoretically. So it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur because they're dominating two different tefillahs. But the point here I'm trying to bring out here, though, is when are we makvid on these amens? Only if you're davening a different tefillah. But if you're davening the same tefillah as the tzibur, then we didn't care whether you were going to finish before he gets to amen. And the reason for that is very simple. Because as long as you are davening the same davening that they're davening, even though you may be starting a little bit later, that's called tefillah b'tzibur. So you are together with their musaf. Since you're both davening musaf, you came in a little bit late. We don't care that you're not going to finish on me, because you're davening tefillah b'tzibur with them. And that's more important than the amens. Tefillah b'tzibur is more important than the amens. This is the approach that he says in terms of the Gemara. Well, I don't know about rushing. You know, the rushing question is a separate question, I think. I mean, in theory, you're right. If rushing would mean that you're not davening properly, that you're right. But I mean, I think that someone should learn how to daven. This is just an opinion.
If you don't start at the same time
This is a whole shmooze. There's a whole shmooze. There are different madregas of what tefillah b'tzibur is. Some say you have to start exactly at the same time. It's based on the definition set out by the Chayyadim. It's all true for Ramesha and the Radya Yosef talks about. There's a lot of raid about what's considered tefillah b'tzibur. But over here, it's very the way that they explain this Gemara seems to be arrived from this Gemara that the tefillah, being together with the tzibur, even though you're not starting at the same time, is more valuable than worrying about the amens. That seems to be very clear. Okay. Now, the reason I asked you to get this Gemara Brachas is because Tysus on Laman Aleph on the base in Brachos, I think that's what it was. Nope. Wrong. Let's try half alpha base. Half alpha base, sorry. 21b. I'm only off by 10. Here, Tysus brings over here a whole schmooze about this Yerushalmi. Just one second. Yeah. He says. So it's mashma like we just said, right? That they said 18 brachas on the weekday. And like Rosh Chodesh and Kol HaMoed. And then since we're not gonna have time to do this all. But he brings over here on the bottom, he says, Yerushalmi Nami Yeshlam the Toy Seifahu. It could be, Tysus says, it could be that the whole thing that having Musaf here is a mistake. So there seems to be some questions here, whether they actually daven Shmon Esrei Brachos or not. But if you erase the words Shmon Musaf, you end up with all kinds of your soul's problems in the whole Yerushalmi. So it's not so pressure to erase. Okay, let's go on. Now, I'm up to Tamon on Taninon. Okay, so now we're going to talk about davening Musaf on your own, even when there is a tzibur davening. The Gemara talks about this over here. So Tamon Taninon, this is the Mishnah that we mentioned yesterday after we were done, Mishnah from Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Shliach Tzibur, Maitzi, Rami Dechabas. So Rabbi Gamliel says that the Shliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah can be Maitzi. Well, I think he says it in general. But he's might see the Ram B'Dechavos. So Rav Huna Ruba de Tziporin B'Shem Rav Yerkanan. So he was in Tziporin, and he said in the name of Yerkanan, Halacha K'Rav Gamliel B'Ilein Tekios. That we pass on like Rav Gamliel when it comes to the Tekios, meaning the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, when the Shofar is sounded. So that's when we pass on like Rav Gamliel, and you can be Samach on him. I'm going to come back to this in just a second. Let me just read this story, I think, here. Yeah, I think so. Now the Gemara is going to quote a story. Rav Zeir, Rav Chista, Rav Yasin, we're on 52b now. Rav Zeir, Rav Chista, Rav Yasin, Tama, Be'ilain, Tekiyosim, and Solomon. that Rav Zeira and Rav Chista were sitting in Bavel when the tekiyos were to be recited after they said shachris. Asa slusa, now came time to daven musaf. Come Rav Chista mitzalyo. Rav Chista got up to daven musaf. Amalei Rav Zeira says, like Fart Salinon, didn't we say shachris already? And as far as musaf is concerned, can't we use the shliach tzibur to be mighty us? So why are you davening by yourself on Malay? So Rav Chista says, mitzalyano, I'm going to daven, right? Taliyano, although I already davened shachris, cause of mitzalei, I have to daven musaf again. The nochasin ma'arabi lohacha, for although the people who lived in the West, meaning the people from Eretz Yisrael, came here to Bavel, and they quoted Rabbi Yochanan, who said, halacha k'rim b'gamliel b'ilayin t'chiyasa, although they said that, and I could have, you're right, I could have relied on the Shliach Tzibur to be moitzi me in the brachas of Musaf, anor de lo chavonis, but I am unable to concentrate, because to listen to the Shliach Tzibur and concentrate on every word, I'll lose concentration. I'll lose out. So ha ilu kavnoyas, but if I would have been able to have kavana, havena nafik yidei chavsi, I could have fulfilled my obligation. So through the chaz. Okay, so I just want to read the story before I just have this other comment over here. They talk about if you look down in textual and interpretive variance D on 52A3, you'll see that there's a big controversy as to when Rabbi Yochanan said that you could rely on the Shliach Tzibur to be mitzi you, was he referring to the entire Musaf? Or was he referring to only the Machiz, Zichronis, and Shifras? So a portion of the Shemona Esrei, correct. So in other words, you would daven the regular three first ones, the three last ones, but then the Zichronis and Shifras part of it, you'd have to listen to the Chaz. So he says over here, according to the Ran and the Ramban, if you want to use the Shliach Tzibur, you must nonetheless recite the standard seven blessings of the Musaf prayer, because it's only the added blessings that are definitely allowed you to be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. That's what they said. In fact, he brings a custom from the Gaonim that they would say the seven blessings, the Shliach Tzibur would recite the nine blessings, quoting some other Rishonim anyway. And the Rush, however, says, no, in no event may less than nine blessings be recited during the Musaf prayer of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Machlokes seems to hear, Machlokes Yesodi, about how you view Machlokes Zichronis and Shifras in the Musaf. Do you look at it as a chelik of the Musaf Tefillah, or is it like an added? So obviously the Rush holds, if you're going to be missing that, you're missing the core of the tefillah, and you wouldn't be able to be yotzei. So that seems to be a pretty big machlokes over here.
Is that any connection to why it's a part of the
How would that be connected?
The fact that you have to have some sort of stop so that the whole tefillah is saying.
So that there would be tekiyas mitaych hatefillah, so that would mean more like it's chelik of the tefillah. I don't know.
What you were saying, I heard recently that you can't make global shofar because you have a dechronos, shofros, and malchios. So, as you said, to the whole seabor is up to that. You said that bracha, then how could you hear the kir shofar?
That would be a case for Ashkenaz, the same place.
Well, you just have to stop and listen. That's all. You just have to stop and listen. So it's okay. You just stop and listen. Okay.
You don't have any raya from here as to whether they blew during the Shtilishmo.
No, I don't think ever really, one way or the other.
Right.
It's time's just suggesting maybe there is a riot, and Okay. Nimnu v'gamru she'in raya. Okay. I'm Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira says v'yos, it is correct. The halacha is like Rami Gamliel. Kol tanoi toni b'shem Rami Gamliel. they all teach this rule. In other words, they quoted Rabbi Gamliel when they quoted that Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Chayshia told him Shem Chacham. He used instead of using his name, he used Chacham and Blush and Rabim. So it was obvious that he wanted to come out. There was wasn't a yach. One last requirement of Ada the Kesrin, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, who Shei Hashem may Roish Hatfila. That's only what you have to hear. In other words, like this, you have to be careful with this. I want to make this clear. We just had a machlaikas between the Ramban and the Rush, whether Rabbi Yochanan was, when he passed like Rabbi Gamliel, was he referring to just the Machis of Frenes and Shifras, or was he referring to the whole Shmona Esrei? So the Ramban said he was only referring to the Machias of Penis and Shifras. But even within the Ramban, you still had to listen from the start of the Shmona Esrei of the Shatz. You couldn't just decide, you know what, I'll come in when he gets through his all his chazonis, and I'll, you know, he's after the Hinnany and after all the singing of Kedusha, and you finally get to the Machias of Penis and Shifras finally, then I'll start to listen. No. Even within the Ramban, you have to obviously, it's a tefillas hatzibur that you're hooking into, and you're being yotze with the shliach hatzibur. That's what they explain according to Ramban. So even though it says hu shliach Hashem mirosh hatfila, it works out even according to the Ramban. According to the Rush, it's pasha. You want to use the shliach hatzibur to be mitzvah, you have to hear the whole thing. You know, all right. Let's just finish the last statement. I'm going to talk about Yirmiyahu Masiso Amarkein. Say the brachas, of course, Kedushas Hashem, that you see that the Seder HaBrachas, it mentions all the brachas, even from the beginning of Shmona Esrei, as proof to this idea. I just want to mention one thing. It's a big yesod in Shemaya Ka'ona. The Stipler quotes this in brachas. The Gemara in the seventh prayer. So it says, Shloisha Arba Mabarchim. But chamesh ein mevarch. What does that mean? Or shlosh mevarch and arba ein mevarch. So what it means is, like Tysus explains, that this is one of the pshat of the Gemara. The pshat is, let's say there's three of us sitting and eating. We all ate a meal, and each one of us know one of the brachas of Berachas Hamazon. I know Hazan Sakol. You know Lord Hamazon. You know Bnei Yerushalayim. So shlosh mevarch. Three people can be mevarch. I can say the first bracha. You can say the second bracha. You can say the third bracha, and we'll be mighty each other with the brachas that we know. But arba ein mevarchin. If one of us knows half a bracha, and you know the second half of the bracha, I can't be mitzi half the bracha, and you be mitzi the second half of the bracha. When you have a bracha and you be mitzi somebody, you have to be mitzi the entire bracha. Shemaya Ka'ona is not just a tape recorder. That since you're saying it, so therefore it's as if I said it. Because if that were the pshat, then if I'm just a tape recorder, what's the difference? You could say the half, and I'm tape recording the half. And then you say the other half, and I'll be tape recording the other half. No, Shemaya Ka'ona is the pshat that I'm using your bracha for myself. So it's a big yesod in what Shemaya Ka'ona is. And it has, I think it has relevance here too, tangentially, not exactly, because the Shliach Tzibur were saying you can't just dive in to part of the Shmona Esrei. I think the idea is related. It might be another idea, but I think it's connected. Keep that idea in mind. Anyway, Hadron Alachtios HaShachar, and the next part begins at Inon Dillon Espal, and we talk Kavod Reish. You have to start davening with Kavod Reish. The Gemara is going to say this, we talk Dvar Halacha, and what's a Dvar Halacha that doesn't keep your mind, you want to make it simple, right? So what's a simple Halacha? So Noshim are Machmiros Alasman, the Yeshvin, even their they sit Zionikim. That's like the best example they could come up with. I would have said Stam the Zero Shleishim. No, they come up with this. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Yitz Hashem, we'll start the new parak tomorrow night with the new volume.